I'm alright, I'm just battling my backup in traffic on 123. Oh, there, I can make my normal turn.
Like on 123 nowadays, but I know over on 290 nowadays, when I was getting out, going up to the mountain, it was a solid line of contiguous cars from Greer to Traveler's Rest.
Oh, man. I don't think I'll feel like taking 290 anytime soon. But, no, it wasn't that bad. It's just a little red alert. They got arrows and we're set up and everything. I don't know what they have. I know how it feels to be ready with this. I am one of them. Not on 123.
Talking on the news earlier about growth, and we're in an explosion of growth down in this area. The secret is out.
Roger that. Well, how did you receive my dues? I made that payment as soon as I got your email and had it taken at lunch today. And how's that driver's license going to work out?
If it doesn't work out very good, I may just ask you to take a picture, you know, sign a blank white sheet of paper and take a picture of that, and then just take a selfie and send me that. That might work better because they put things in your driver's license that makes it hard to make a duplicate of it. Right? They intentionally make it difficult to do that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, as soon as I get home, I'll make it point to get me, I got a selfie of myself, I'll send you one of those, and then I'll make sure I get you a picture of my picture on a piece of paper. How's that?
Perfect. That'll work a lot better. I don't think I'm going to get much success off a driver's license, so that'd be a lot better.
And you did receive my payment, right?
How'd you do that?
I did it through the DRALS website and ran my credit card through PayPal.
We have to go in there. One of us has to go in there and release it. They don't. It's an antiquated system. So you have to go read what it's about so that we don't get spam and email and all that kind of stuff that we shouldn't be getting. You have to go read about it, and if it's from PayPal, we generally let them come through, and that's when we get them.
Well, just let you know that it is coming. And I think the only thing now is I'll have to be voted in. I don't know how that works. I think most of everybody on this computer likes me. I would hope so.
Easy to get along with group, for the most part. A bunch of like-minded people, for the most part. Not completely, because if it was completely, then we would be boring. So there are differences, but I don't think you have any problems.
Well, I hope you like me too, because you're the net manager.
About net manager, what was that?
I was saying, I hope that you like me too, because you're the net manager.
Well, yeah, we'll just let that go with that.
Well, Roger that. What I meant by that was that you probably have some high influence, what I meant. Nothing bad.
No, I don't foresee any problems. Anyway, you done working for the day?
Yes, sir. I sure am. And I am hot, tired, and ready to get to bed, but I have an Aries date and I gotta be at tonight. And I gotta get in a hot shower so I don't smell bad going to that.
Howard Dickens?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, tell the Pickens crowd I said hello. You see Andy? Does Andy go to that one?
He sure does. KI4LZI. I love Andy. He's a nice guy.
Well, if you think about it and you talk to him, tell him it was good for me to see him. I hadn't seen him in years. It was good for me to see him at field day.
I'll be sure to mention that. You said it was, I remember. And I will do my best to remember.
All right, and enjoy the meeting. I'm sure it'll be a good one.
We're actually, we're going to do some computer training on how to link up the radio with your computer and stuff like that.
It's important stuff.
How's your day been?
A tired day. Got to go out in the field and play radio, so that makes it a good day.
So did you set it up like we had on film day with a mystery antenna, or was it like in your car, or how was the setup? What was that like?
Antenna calibrations and stuff like that up at the repeater site, and got some really good participation. Collected a lot of good data, and now I got to take time and analyze all that data.
Well, that sounds nice. I need to come up to the repeater site one day. Maybe since I'm going to the Common Pond at the bridge, maybe I can ride up there with Chad or you or somebody.
You figure that out. Usually we know in advance when we're going to go up there, but sometimes we don't.
Roger that. And I know that from what I've heard, there's a lot of people that told me that we'll have like little mini field day events throughout the year. I would definitely love to come to this, because I enjoyed the big field day.
We want to get started again. We used to do that, you know, two or three times every year, and we want to get that started up again as we wind things back up after having been wound down for a couple of years.
Now, how did those events, were they like a weekend long, or were they only like for a day, or what?
Actually, only single day events, but we did set up tents and stuff like that, so I think some people might have stayed overnight. But usually it's just a dusk till dawn kind of a thing, and usually we call the net at that site, and then when the net's over, we all go home.
Well, I'm definitely be looking out for that. Has the ham fest already passed by, or is it still later on the road?
I don't know if it's going to do one this year. I don't think that it's going to happen. Too late in the year to get planning started. But there is the Waynesville Ham Fest. I got an email come through that said that's only about 3 weeks away. You know where Waynesville is up in North Carolina?
Yes, sir. I just want to sell all my Motorola equipment so I can get me a decent two radios. Hopefully I can get one 2-meter 440 and one HF for the car.
Waynesville Ham Fest, and you'll see that one's not too far from here, and it's always a good ham fest. Always a good ham fest.
I should have my ID card back in, right? Blue Ridge.
Oh, yeah, you'll get those. You were the eighth of this next batch of eight, so once I get all your information done, I do have two more emails out to people asking them if they want their photo and signature on their card. When everybody sends me their information, whether they want it or not, you know, yes, I do, and here it is, or no, I don't, it's fine as is. Once I get all that together, that's when I'll make a batch of eight and send them out.
Well, roger that, sir. I will look up that manifest, and maybe I'll talk to Chad and see if me and him and maybe some other hams can ride up there together. That way I can save on some gas.
I've done that before with that ham fest. It's a good one. If you can make it to it, try to make it. You'll enjoy it.
Roger that. And this is KO4WWZ for ID. This is KO4DWW.
DW. I'll leave a little gap in case somebody else is wanting to join in there. Call today and head home. No, you're not. You're going to go home and get cleaned up and head to Pickens, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Long day for you today.
Yes, sir. You know what the rough part about it really is? After I get done at work tomorrow, I got to make my mama a pajamas. We got to find me some stuff to help keep me cool in the daytime.
And that's going to be today, too, or that's going to be tomorrow?
That's tomorrow, sir. I'm having to go out 2 days in the red after work.
Oh, you're a busy man.
I'd like to think so.
Well, that's better than the alternative. It's always nice to have something to keep you busy.
Roger. Now it's just a matter of, I can be as busy as I want to be. I just got to make sure and watch how much money I spend doing it.
Well, we all have that responsibility. That's just the way life is, unless your name is Elon Musk or Bill Gates or something like it.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't imagine being on Twitter, of all things. I mean, I don't even know how Twitter makes money. They don't make you pay for this app. I mean, that's crazy. But Dave, I have designated it my PTH, so I need to help go ahead and get on inside and hop in the shower and get ready to head back to Pickens. And once I'm heading toward Pickens, I'll hop on to the pier and see if maybe he'll die out there again. Stay up for WWZ. I'll be clear. On the final.
Good talking to you. Enjoy that meeting tonight and be safe on the road. W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, K4CHY.
Jim Keith, W4DJW.
I just got off work and heard you moving around, so I thought I'd jump in there.
How was your day at work? Was it a good day? Was it a profitable day? Was it memorable?
As far as to say memorable, profitable, probably. It was a good day. Got some things accomplished and got my travel card reactivated after years of not using it.
Sport. I even pulled all passports out. They expired last November. I guess we're going to have to go through that process again. Is that what your travel card is?
Corporate credit card to use strictly for travel. Not had to do any overseas travel yet, so I do not have a passport.
I don't know how hard it is to get them renewed. We thought about going back to St. Thomas. I think we had to use them doing that, even though that's the United States. But that, still getting on the airplane to go out there and then getting in there and getting back in here, they require it, I think. That's why we had to refresh them. Well, we went to France, and then we went to the Virgin Islands a few times. I think you have to have them for that.
Thinking probably Puerto Rico is the only one that you don't have to have it, I believe.
They're talking about going down there again, too. Well, you always talk about going there, going to Myrtle Beach. Start off with Myrtle Beach, and then, you know, the difference between the water at Myrtle Beach and the water in the Virgin Islands is just night and day. So a conversation usually drifts over going back to St. Thomas again.
Yeah, I've never been there. We used to go to Destin when we wanted nice beaches. Either Destin or like Gulf Shores area, but I don't even know how those are anymore. That's been decades ago since we used to go there.
The Caribbean, or where is that?
The Gulf Coast.
Okay. I went fishing out there one time, 60 miles out into the Gulf, to go deep sea fishing, and we had a blast. Well, not everybody. Some people got seasick. They didn't have a blast, but everybody else did.
Florida used to have really nice beaches, but there's been numerous bad storms since then, so I don't know what their beachfront looks like now, but it used to be really, really nice. Gulf Shores, Alabama was pretty nice, too. probably still not as nice as Destin, but yeah, living in Louisiana, that was kind of the beach destination. When I was in Savannah, we'd run to Hilton Head instead of Tybee Island over.
From where we got married at Beaufort, on that same coast. You know where Beaufort, South Carolina is?
I used to work in Hardeeville, so I traveled, you know, the Hardeeville, Bluffton, Beaufort area quite a bit.
Well, the old inns that have been there since, they predate the Civil War, and one of them's called the Red House Inn, and so that's where we went to get married down there. Went back on vacation one time. We used to go every year on our anniversary there for about the first 10 years. And one time, I think it was Alex Baldwin or somebody like him. I think it was down there doing a shoot. And it came up our time to go down there. We always had it reserved for that weekend. And they had to move him out and move him into another motel while we took room number 10 at the Red House Inn away from him. That was pretty cool. They gave it to us instead of him.
That is pretty awesome. Shows you who's got the clout over.
We had the reservation. Reservation wins over clout.
Especially probably, I would imagine y'all kind of booked it a year in advance before you left the last time.
For marriage, when we got married, we booked the next 10 years. Made sure that we had it every year for the next 10 years.
Do that kind of thing. And you about got to do like popular campgrounds the same way, especially in like national forest and stuff like that. A lot of even Oconee State Park here is usually booked up a year in advance or more.
When I went up and Chad and Anna went up to Pisgah, they have a really nice place up there. I mean, the view is just unreal. Have you ever been up to that, I guess it's a motel or a hotel or something like that, up on behind Pisgah Forest on the Blue Ridge Parkway?
Not there particularly, but I know where you're talking about.
I think they call it the Pisgah Inn. And when I was up there, I was standing out with a Yagi in my hand, standing on the side of the road where they have those big openings. And two guys came backpacking through there. And they asked me what I was doing, and I asked them if they knew what ham radio was. And they said, yes, we are ham radio operators. So that was really cool. How strange is that? Anyway, one of them, I think, settled in up there, was working at the Pisgah Inn, and he checks in our net quite often.
I've heard him check in quite a bit. My brother used to be stationed in Norfolk, and he used to come out this way whenever he'd have time off. And that was one of the things we used to do. Is lived over in Fountain Inn at the time, and then made the move over here when he was out there. And we used to hike all over that area. Just had a blast.
The Appalachian Trail. I think Ariel has done some of that. I think I remember him talking about hiking that. But I'd like to do that. Some of the sites would just be, you know, pictures that you would take home and have framed.
And now being a ham radio operator, I'd probably have some sort of portable rig to take with me because I didn't have my license back then, and now that I do, I would definitely like to go back and do that kind of thing, too.
Ariel got into being a soda goat. he did all that hiking, I think, before he became a radio operator on a mountain. I think that one followed the other, and then he got into being a soda goat, and he went and activated all kind of mountain talks after that.
Pretty cool. I don't know about being a soda goat, but just being able to get up on those summits and see how far you can reach out would be intriguing. And stumbling across a couple of random hikers and both of them being ham radio operators, you should have picked up a lottery ticket that day.
When I asked them, do they know what ham radio was, they kind of giggled. Like, yeah, we do. We're ham radio operators. And they said that's why they stopped and asked, because they saw the antenna. They knew what was going on. They just wanted confirmation.
It's pretty cool. All the time we were hiking, we never seen anything like that. We'd have probably asked, even though we were ham radio operators at the time, it's like, what are you doing up here?
I was doing that one time up on Looking Rock or Ball Rock or whatever that place is on the way up to Caesar's Head off the side of the mountain. You can stand on this huge rock and you can see for miles and miles and miles. And we'd be up there scanning the skies, and everybody that came up there came up to you and said, what are you doing? Everybody was curious, and the people that get out and do things like that, they're not timid at all.
Yeah, we spent quite a few nights at Bald Rock. I used to work second shift, and I'd get off work, and me and the wife would go up there and build a fire and just kind of sit and hang out and enjoy the night sky and the scenery and just stay there for several hours and head back to the house.
You didn't do that back in the 70s, did you?
And I've been over here since 95, so it would have been like early 90s.
We were in the 70s, and I used to, we used to go up there quite a bit and walk out and just keep walking and walking and walking until, you know, you get to the point you're on all fours. Because you don't want to slide over the edge. And when you get far enough out, you could look down in there, and there were cars down at the bottom of that rock. You could see where people took cars up there. That's before they built any of that infrastructure that doesn't allow you to take a car up there. You used to be able to take a car out on that rock. And there were some of them that went over the edge.
A co-worker had told me about there was cars down there, and one of the times we went up there, we kind of peeked over the edge and seen the junk pile down there. But yeah, I didn't realize that you could actually take cars out there. I guess that was, like you said, back in the 70s or so.
In the 70s, you could do anything you wanted to do. It was like lawless back then. Compared to the way it is now, I mean, I was talking to my wife about that. It was better music, better cars, and better looking women back in the 70s. Those were good times to grow up in.
My time around then was spent in Louisiana, and there was a vibrant music scene live music scene to get all up into, so I assuredly got into that.
I got into the music stuff. Some of them that were software developers, and those guys would come into work. This is what back in the 70s, this was where I started working back in the 70s, and there were software developers there. They'd come in one day looking like a rock star with hair down to their waist, and come in the next day bald-headed. Or their hair dyed green or something like that. Those guys, and wearing flip-flops, those guys were something else. They were different.
My roommate at the time managed a premier rock and roll club in Baton Rouge. So, we had all the good local bands, and we used to get some famous names come through, too, from time to time.
From back then, but I didn't know any of the artists, the music artists. I knew the names of the songs, and I could sing along with them, but I really didn't know who the artists were. And then later I learned, you know, or saw a picture of them and said, is that what they look like? And that was like, kind of like a ham radio. You know them, you know their voice, but then when you see them, they don't look anything like you pictured them.
Yeah, we, being young and free of responsibilities back then, we used to have most of the local bands. When we closed the bar down, we just lived a couple of blocks behind the bar, so we would continue the partying at the house. We did have Rick Derringer there one time, and instead of him partying at the house, we all went over to his hotel room. See, we had Badfinger there one time. Had several big name bands come through, but yeah, we we kind of partied with a little bit all of them.
Steven Tyler says, when talking about the 70s, he says, I don't really remember much about the 70s.
I've got memory problems anyway, so the fog of the 70s surely didn't help that any.
And on that contributed to the loss of memory over long periods of time. I never really participated in that. I tried it, but I didn't like it. So I abandoned it. That and alcohol. I really never started even drinking alcohol until I was in my 30s.
I was kind of the oddball out of the bunch. I would drink for a while, and then one of the clubs that my roommate managed before we went to the Rock and Roll Club, they had like $3 pitchers of draft, and we'd go in and sit there and drink pitchers. Well, I'd go in one night and they'd offer me a beer, and it's like, no, I'm done for a little while, and I wouldn't drink for anywhere from 3 to 6 months, and then start back again.
Works. I was very much the same way. When I went to Europe to live, they drank beer instead of water. So I drank like over there like they do, and then when I came back over here, I just quit. I just no interest in it. That's weird how that works. I guess. I didn't like broccoli either when I was a kid, and I gobble it up now, so I guess things change over time. Anyway, I'm at home. I'm going to go in here and rest for a few minutes, get out of the heat. Good talking to you. KM4CHY, W4DJW.
Do, Dave. Have a good evening. We'll catch you a little later. W4DJW, KM4CHY, clear, 73.
KB4CBA, good afternoon.
4CBA, KN4CHY, how you doing, David?
Remind me of your name, but I was listening to yours and Dave's conversation. Dave and I used to work at the Hess station there on East North, right before you get at the 291 intersection. There's a Starbucks there now. That used to be a Hess station back in the day.
So the name here is Keith, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel, and I do not remember that Hess station. Of course, I didn't move up here until, I guess it was like early 90s, probably like 91 or so.
It was fun. We had a blast. I grew up, my best memories are in the 60s and I guess middle, late 60s and then 70s. I graduated from high school in 73 and I think Dave was about 2 years behind me and a year or two anyway. And those are some good years. Sometimes it was a blur, but but anyway, oh me. Well, I'm gonna go out here in this heat and play some more tennis, Keith. I guess I need to have my head examined.
Yes, sir. I spent 10 years out in Baton Rouge, and then moved back to Savannah and spent 10 years there, and then after the stint back in Savannah, that's when I ended up in. Originally moved to the upstate in Fountain Inn, worked over at Rexroth over there, and just wasn't, didn't end up in the job they promised I would, that I was hired in for, so I moved on and eventually ended up over here.
Well, my wife and I both grew up in Greenville, and then I was in the music ministry all my life, and except for 2.5 years in Charleston, I served in churches here in the Greenville area, one in Simpsonville, one in Greer, one in Travers Rest, at least one in two, maybe three in Greenville. I lose count. Anyway, 40 years in the ministry, but I'm on the sidelines now.
You must have been on the sidelines in order to have a.
As you do.
I hope to be there in not too many more years. Sounds like you were about 5 years ahead of me. I was a senior of 78, so that was good times, that's for sure. I'd hear people say, "Oh man, I would do that. Man, I'd do it all over again."
The repeater. There's some. You can stop at some dead spots here. I'm at East North and Haywood Road. Haywood Road, whatever it's called here. And they cut this next section of road that goes up to the top of the hill. They went right through one of my friend's house that I went to high school with. He told me one day, he said, "We gotta move." And I said, "Why?" He said, "They're building a road through my house." I said, "You gotta be kidding." He goes, "Nope."
The time we've been over here, like I was telling Dave, we moved over here in 95 from Fountain Inn, and going back over that way over the years, it just blows me away how much that whole area, you know, from Greenville all the way down to Fountain Inn, it's just exploded in growth.
Well, Fountain Inn moved down there to get away from the crowds, people in Greenville, in the Greenville area, and so that was their getaway. Now they're having to move out of Fountain Inn to get away from Fountain Inn.
So it was almost sure enough country when we were out there. And in fact, about the only thing around on the other side of the interstate was, I think it was a Winn-Dixie up there in Simpsonville that was on the other side. And I was down there, had to deliver some parts to a plant in Gray Court, and went through there and could not believe that it almost looked like Woodruff Road over there now.
Run up, and I guess it's going to continue until every little speck of dirt's got something on it. I noticed here they're on a corner of Pelham and Haywood Road. They're building something across the street here from the Spink Station. And then they've, diagonally across the street, they've cleared a bunch of land over there and just left the trees that are right up against the road. I guess they don't want you to see what they're doing, but everything inside of that area is all been clear, all those trees have been cleared out. So I don't know what they're up to over there.
I haven't got over into that area, like you said, around Pelham and Haywood in a long time. And try to avoid Woodruff Road. Back when we lived in Fountain Inn, Woodruff Road was a nice little shortcut to stay off the interstate. You get out past 385 there. Once you pass the Merivan Center, it was nothing but a lot of farmland and one little plaza out there on the right-hand side before you get to 14. That whole area is the same way. It's just exploded. It's a nightmare to deal with now.
I was born in 54, and I can remember way back. I remember when they built Interstate 85, so I can remember we went to see relatives the other side of Atlanta, and we go through easily and go out 123, you know, and go that way. It was the way you went to Atlanta. And then we moved to Wellington Green in 67, and we'd go down Haywood Road, and it was just two lanes and cow pastures on both sides, and there was nothing out there. I mean, nothing. And I remember, you know, Fairway Ford moved out there or built out there, and I thought, what in the world is they're building a Ford dealership way out in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, roger that, K4CHY. Yeah, I never remember much of Haywood having farmland out there. I guess out not far before you got to Lawrence Road, there was a little bit still out there, but I bet it's gone now.
I said, if there's a speck of dirt, they're building something on it. An outhouse or something. Oh, me. It's really been interesting to see the changes in the last 40 years. And I remember when I turned 50, and it was like I did a mental 180 and looked behind me to see where all the time had gone. And it was just amazing how when you turn 50, I think you have a, or at least I had a crisis. And, you know, and I just couldn't believe that, you know, time had flown by. My kids were grown, and, you know, they were driving their own cars, and, of course, they were still living at home, but, you know, I didn't have to cart them around anymore and that sort of thing, so, that was just really a funny feeling. It's hard to describe.
KHY, yep, I know what you mean. And I didn't really have a crisis in those years. It dawned on me how many people I'd lost touch with, and kind of reconnected with a few of them over the years. But not near like I should. I've got one high school buddy that I've stayed in touch with all those years, and all the rest of those people are, you know, scattered wherever. Parts unknown, I guess you'd say.
B4CBA. Yeah, we have I went to Eastside High School. I was there the year it opened, and and we have a group of guys that get together. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I haven't been in months. But I think it's the first Tuesday of every month we meet over at a barbecue place on Woodruff Road, and just, you know, sit around and catch up. But next year will be June of next year will be 50 years since I graduated from high school. It's hard to believe.
I've kind of lost count. I used to get together with some buddies that I went to school with in Savannah right before I got out of school. And we would do almost a weekly thing, but we were all still local. And once that stopped, we kind of all split up too. Kind of lost touch with all of them. But as far as like reunions or anything, class reunions, it's, you know, my main high school was out in Louisiana, and that's a bit of a trek out there, so hadn't done much of that.
KO4EEE.
Afternoon, and welcome. I'm gonna jump out of here, Keith, so you can pick up the breaker there. And yeah, we had a 25-year reunion, and that was it. I don't think we've had one since. If we have, I haven't heard anything about it. And but anyway, I have arrived, so I'm gonna jump out of here and do a few warm-up exercises and see if I can get ready for this tennis match. You have a good evening, 73's KP4CPA.
Enjoy yourself. Be careful. Don't get too hot out there. Have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. KP4CBA, KN4CHY. Go
ahead, other station, KO4EEE, I believe it was.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Bad. Just got off work a little while ago and just sitting here, been talking on the radio ever since.
Hey Keith, sorry fellas. Keith, real quick, can you give me a signal report? I'm up here at the camp and just checking things out. Everything cool?
Sounds good as always.
Didn't mean to interrupt your conversations. KO4NUE 73, I'm clear.
Have a good evening. KO4EE, go ahead.
Radio on. Sounded good here outside of. I think I'm in. Where am I? I'm in Conesty. Just off of Malden Road.
Decent idea where you're at. As long as it took you to come up with it, I was thinking you might be at, like my wife used to say, at the corner, walk and don't walk over.
Lost, but not quite yet found.
Roger, that'd be the place.
It locates today a pump station, lift station maintenance, and it's been a long day. Now I'm off to cut Grandma's grass before hauling it a day and doing it all over again tomorrow.
At, power generation? Pump station.
Barter for the city of Greenville.
I used to work in petroleum industry in Louisiana, and we did a lot of that kind of stuff, too.
Interesting thing I had today was I met Splinter. I opened up one of the pump stations, and they're all submersible, and there was a rat standing there looking at me like, did you shut the door?
Too rude of you to drop by with no notice like that and all. Yeah, I used to work for a company out in Louisiana that did mechanical seals for pumps, so we went around there.
Experience with mechanical pumps? Well, with mechanical seals, I mean.
Still did, packing boxes, too. We still did packing, but most everybody had switched over to mechanical seals that could, you know, unless it was probably in the industry you're in, it probably wouldn't be good for mechanical seals with the chunkiness that could be involved, just the... But most everything had gone to mechanical seals, but we did still do a few packing boxes.
Well, there was a few pump stations that had mechanical seals, highly polished O-ring looking things with ceramic on them. Well, one was ceramic, one was steel.
That's exactly what we used to do. We had big lapping machines to get all the faces super flat. We made them anywhere from, I guess, probably about the smallest one we had went on a 1-inch shaft, and we made them all the way up to 8-inch diameter main shafts over.
The shaft there.
We did a lot of seals around New Orleans, too. They have pumping stations around New Orleans, and they're redundant pumps, so they would take one of them down and refurb it and have it on standby for if the other one went down, and they would periodically switch those out. And so those we would run quite a bit too, and I believe they were 4-inch shafts. It's been a lot of years ago. But yeah, some sizable pumps there.
I think most of my pumps at the other place I worked for was between 1,500 to 2,400. GPM. The mechanical seal ones, they were water cooled as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't get involved a lot of the the pumps themselves, but we made the mechanical seals, and we'd have to periodically deliver them to the pumping stations or to the facilities that needed them. They'd, I tell you, especially like Exxon, the petroleum industry, they were not hesitant at all to send a hotshot truck to us, and so that way they'd have it in an hour or so instead of waiting around for normal parcel delivery.
They didn't send a helicopter, them being Exxon.
We use that for doing the offshore thing. But yeah, they would not hesitate to call Hotshot over and get it down there, depending on how desperately they needed it. And periodically, we would run them down for them too. We'd run them from Baton Rouge down to like the New Orleans area, down to Norco in that area. Yeah, all that stuff is along the river there, so it was you go down on a major highway and then you get off and run the river road for a while, winding your way to the plant.
And few people knew where this thing was, though, and might have been kind of difficult to get back there.
Roger. That was a fun industry to work in. It just it kind of tanked there for a while back in the late 70s, early 80s, and I kind of got out of the business and kind of floundered around doing some other things, and then finally got back into manufacturing.
Going back into manufacturing, but I kind of like my weekends and holidays and stuff like that. I'm sure the kids enjoy it too.
The jobs that I've worked in the last several decades were definitely not the hours to be raising a family, that's for sure.
Don't make a whole lot, but I do have a lot of family time. I've reached my destination as well. It's good to make another contact today.
Did catch the name. Name here is Keith, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel. I'm over in Seneca.
That's where I used to be. I used to work for OJRSA there for Mr. Eleazar. I thought about going municipal back in Seneca area here after some dust clears out.
I was telling them earlier, we've been over here since 95 and just kind of love it.
Is neat. I will say that. But there's nothing like Seneca, Walhalla, Westminster area. It's still one of those remaining towns where things are just kind of slow and southern still.
Spending a lot of time in towns like Savannah and Baton Rouge and bigger towns like that. There are times I do miss the Greenville area. We moved up to Fountain Inn, was over there for several years before we moved over here. There are some convenient things about being around a big city, but we get the needed conveniences around here. Maybe not everything you want to do.
There's just something about the peace and quiet of nature. Well, I'm going to say 7-3. This is KO4 EEE. I'll be clear on your final.
Good evening. Good talking to you. And we'll catch you around here again sometime probably. KO4 EEE. KN4 CHY. I'll be clear and listening. UE. KN4 CHY. You still out there, Chad?
Go. KO4 NUE.
It's the Matrix up yet.
With the exception of one station, I just can't get his data, so I'll just take him out and send out tomorrow, and maybe, are you able to zoom?
On the hours I can, and yeah, no hurry, I just, again, wanted to make sure I didn't miss it in email.
Did I just, know, waiting on a couple of stations, and you know, one is lagging a little bit. But like I said, I'll just go ahead and take care of it. I'll schedule a time with you and Shane, and we'll go from there. So you kind of know how things work.
Yep, sounds good. Yeah, I'm pretty much free in the evenings today. My official hours are until 5 o'clock, but sometimes, depending on what I'm into, I'll work later. But usually I can get in after 5 o'clock.
But I'll get it out to you probably no later than to tomorrow afternoon. And if things are pretty stable around the house, then may see if I can zoom with you tomorrow afternoon. Go ahead and knock it out.
Perfect. Yeah, and any time this week, I was going to tell you, too, I'm going back in plant next week. So, and we'll be there for 3 months. So those times are going to migrate a little later because of the commute over.
Well, Keith, listen, I'm at my destination, bud, so let me get on out of here, and I got to get cleaned up for a meeting tonight, so I'll be in touch with you tomorrow afternoon. Look in your email folder.
Yeah, well, we'll get together whenever. Like I said, no hurry, just whenever you can get it done. We'll make arrangements from there. Have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. KN4, KO4NUE, KN4CHY. Clear and listen.
Keith, I meant to tell you, if you hear Shane on here, let him know I'm kind of looking for him, and so I can get a decent contact for him, so maybe I can zoom with both of you, not... both of you out in one clip. If you hear him, let him know for me, would you?
So, yeah, and on the Zoom thing, I'll have to get that set up. I've got access to GoToMeeting and, you know, of course, Microsoft Teams and FaceTime, but I do have a PC laptop now that I can get that set up on.
Well, I can do GoToMeeting too. I've never tried it, but I can make it work, I believe.
Get the Zoom thing going first, since I've got a Windows laptop, you know, a personal laptop that I've put it on now. It may be good for future use too. So I'll see about getting that set up tonight, just to make sure.
That. All right. Appreciate your help, bud, and I'll be in touch. More than likely tomorrow. KO4NUE 73 is Keith.
KO4CHY, clear.